Temporary warming will be occurring across the northern plains as we go forward through this week, but colder weather will return. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect the temperatures to bounce around a bit this week, and the temperatures this afternoon will be confined to the single digits in the north and the teens in the south. Tomorrow, we'll look for negative and positive single digits up across the Canada border while teens continue in the southern parts of the region. But then the warming kicks in. We'll look for the temperatures on Wednesday to be in the teens and 20s throughout the area, and even warmer still on Thursday with afternoon temperatures reaching the 20s and 30s throughout the area. And we'll likely see a little bit of a setback taking place on Friday afternoon, with the temperatures coming back down to the teens and 20s across portions of the region. And as we move on into the weekend, we'll see a repeat on Saturday and then Sunday, just a tad bit cooler perhaps. Those aren't bad temperatures for this time of the year. Our nighttime lows are expected to also turn warmer, but tomorrow morning still looking at negative teens and negative single digit readings in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Everybody else will be in the positive and negative single digits on Tuesday morning, and Wednesday morning we'll also see widespread negative single digits, but that's the last of the coldest mornings for a little while. We'll look for the lows on Thursday to be mostly positive single digits in some teens, and we'll do that again as we get into Friday. Then the temperatures might be mostly teens as we get into Saturday and Sunday with a few upper single-digit readings near the Canada border. Now, precipitation for the region is not expected to be all that impressive. We will stay away from any kind of major storm system in the area for quite a little bit of time. A high-pressure center dominates us today. As it abates from the region, we'll get a few snow flurries and snow showers to occur as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow morning, but there will be another high pressure system settling into the region at that point, and it is expected to keep us clear. And our next chance for precipitation will come with the next frontal system due into the region Wednesday night, more likely on Thursday going into Friday morning. And at that point, we will see a little bit more organized snowfall for the region with a dusting to about 2 or 3 inches possible. The majority of the U.S. is going to be seeing somewhat tranquil weather once we get beyond today, but that raging blizzard that occurred in parts of the lower Midwest yesterday will be working its way to the mid-Atlantic states today. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.